everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news on the research, so you do not have to. I am Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in the 2023 film Quish?
You know, like
upon a star.
Yeah,
I like I
wish, wish. You know, like wish, when you wish, wish the thing wish. You do on a star.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, Chris Pine has lined himself up for another stinker, which you boldly claimed last episode or the episode before.
Yeah.
What was I talking about, Chris Pine?
You were saying,
I do say a lot of stuff.
You know,
am I right?
Did you mix up your Chris's?
I mixed up my Chris's because you were talking shit on Chris Evans.
That's true. I was talking shit on Chris Evans. I remember that.
Chris Pine.
I'll do it again.
Well,
he's not a very good actor.
I liked him in Knives Out.
I think that's the only
one. No,
movie.
You liked his sweater.
Yeah,
I did.
His sweater is good.
His
sweater is good. Yeah,
his sweater was real good.
You nearly said it was a sweaty. What
I,
do we think?
Yeah,
we think about
I think
that?
He actually
did
said
I say sweaty.
Sweaty?
That's, I really like calling a sweater a sweaty. Dish a lesson. Anyway,
I'm a fan.
So Wish,
yes.
is a Pixar movie. No, mm-hmm. Disney animation. Disney, yes. Like in the vein of Tangled and
mm-hmm.
Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
About a magical kingdom where a king, alchemically maybe, he has like a setup in his mm-hmm. tower, mm-hmm. grants the wishes of.
This is like watching me explain something. The king in this kingdom can grant wishes, but he gets to pick which ones come true.
Yeah,
girl.
Asha, that's right. She wishes upon a star.
Wrong. This gap you missed. She senses evil in the king.
Yeah.
So, and she's scared because if king bad and he grant wish.
What if wish bad?
Oh,
what if wish bad?
She wish on star.
She say star. Oh fuck! Oh shit!
Kill
I think
king.
I wish king not bad.
I wish the king was dead. And the star says can't do that, but can make your lamb talk.
Yeah, makes the lamb talk. Grants wishes all over the shop.
Yeah,
makes a chicken big.
Mm. Yeah,
and then
makes
king
chicken
is
sing.
Yeah,
well, is it the lamb wish?
Hard to see. I think what happens is that the star joins her party.
Yes, and
she now also has wish magic to fight the king's wish magic.
Well, because it seems like because there's a scene where the king is like, somebody's undermining my power. So I think there's probably going to be a scene where mm-hmm. Asha grants everybody's wish or whatever. Do you think that because, hey, not everybody should have their wish granted?
Agreed. Is it established that she finds out King Evil?
Yeah, I didn't. No,
I didn't get that one.
I thought that it was like...
Well, I mean, I have slightly more information because I read the premise of the movie.
I read the IMDb, which was Wish will follow a young girl named Asha who wishes on a star and gets a more direct answer than she bargained for when a troublemaking star comes down from the sky to join her.
Oh.
That's interesting.
The star making trouble? Interesting.
Troublemaker.
Well, it's a cheeky little star.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. What is your synopsis?
Mine's way longer.
Oh.
In the kingdom of Roses?
Rosa?
Roses? Roses?
Mm. I don't know.
Like cirrhosis?
The kingdom of cirrhosis.
Yes. A 17-year-old girl named Asha. Asha?
Asha? Asha?
We're not confident in pronouncing anything today episode.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Senses a darkness that no one else does about the kingdom's ruler, King Magnifico.
Okay, all right.
This eventually leads to her trying to make a passionate plea to the stars in a moment of need.
Mm. Okay.
Soon, the actual star from the sky named Star.
Okay, good stuff.
Answers Aisha's wish.
Yeah.
After the star falls from the sky, it is revealed that the star has magical powers to grant wishes as well. And together, Aisha and the star must overcome the evil rising in Roses and fight for a better future in order to have something better than what they already have and for all of the dreams to come true of the people of Roses.
Okay.
That's
wow.
A lot.
That's a busy synopsis.
Okay.
Yeah.
King bad.
Rosa good.
Asha knows the king bad.
Yeah.
Wish fight. And then the moral will be that not everyone's wishes can come. Well, wishes, no one should have wish magic.
Yes.
Do you reckon?
Uh-huh.
Because isn't like it like, hey, when you wish upon a star, anything can come true. That's like the Disney ethos. That's what, so to be like,
that's what give Pinocchio a little boy, man.
Yeah.
That's true.
So I don't know if they can do.
Well, no one get, no, it'll be like wish upon a star and
leave it to the stars.
Yeah.
People shouldn't decide.
Yeah. And the last wish will be a wish that the star to go back in the sky.
I wish
that the star would fuck off.
I think I think Zambit's right. It'll be, I wish no more wishes and everybody else's old wishes came on true.
It'll be like, I guess, Wonder Woman 1984.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't happen. Don't worry about it.
I wish this movie didn't happen.
I think so. Is it going to be just like straight up? He is cartoony evil. Is it? Well, he's a little cartoony, I guess. But he's like just straight up. Like, oh yeah, he an evil man. He loves
it'll
power.
Reveal that he's corrupt. So it'll be like the classic.
Where he getting his wish magic from?
Well, it seems I genuinely
is he getting it from the stars, or are we getting like an Ursula situation?
Maybe he's got a star. Early call. He's got a star in jail.
Whoa, that he's
stolen a star from the sky.
And he's using its wish juice to grant people's wishes.
Because he does
have like an alchemical setup in the thing. So he's doing something.
To be something like, back in the day, someone wished upon a star and made things unruly and like chaotic.
Yes. Yeah,
and this piece of shit over here, they got their wish granted and it screwed over me and mine.
Yeah.
So then I got a big net and got that star. And now using alchemical reagents,
I can decide, it'll be revealed that I need
to be the one in charge.
The king will have wished to become the king.
Of course.
I think they could even do a thing where they're like, it used to be anyone could make a wish and it could come true. Like, but the king, you know,
stole the star.
He had to make his star honor
for the wish magic.
That would be a really strange thing.
Is he using an alchemical machine, or is he doing it straight from?
Or
the
like one of those industrial milking?
No, he's using an industrial milking thing, and it's connected to the alchemy table.
That's scary, dude.
Yeah. Sucking that star dry.
Where's the star's udders in your mind? I'm imagining the points.
I was imagining in between its legs. Kind of like balls, but with nipples, I guess.
Wow. That's given me a lot to think about.
Okay.
So do we think then that, well, I guess the ending is going to be like, if the ending is we wish away everybody's previous wishes, the king's comeuppance will be he just become a regular guy again.
Yeah, he'll become like some guy called like Alfonso, and he'll be skinny and wearing like a big wood.
Can you talk me through that, dude?
Yeah, he'll look like, you know, in the Robin Hood when, the one with the animals.
Okay.
Yes. The snake wears a disguise at one point, and it's like a big hooded robe, and you can't see its face.
Yes, I'm aware.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be that. That's what Alfonso's going to look like.
Okay.
Except he'll be like a sad, he'll be kind of old, I reckon.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, "Mah!" What? Alfonso.
Right.
Okay. So, like the idea is to reveal he's just like a child.
Yeah. Well, I was
like a 5-year-old or something.
Yeah. I wish to be king.
I wish to be big and king.
That's Tom Hanks.
You want to wish to be big and king. You don't want to just wish to be king. Yeah. Then you get a boy king. That's never good.
They made a movie about that. It bombed.
Yeah.
The boy who should be king. It was another.
You got a King Arthur a sword thing.
Yeah, it's the King Arthur one.
Right.
And it was directed by. That guy who made that movie that was Attack the Block. Joe Cornish.
I like Attack the Block.
Yeah, it's good.
Never seen it.
What? Tutankhamun was a boy king, and he got run over by a cart.
What's the thing about boy kings? Boys,
imagine being the guy driving the cart, you run over the pharaoh.
Well,
I'm in the most trouble a boy could be.
Well, my entire life gone in the most painful way imaginable.
Is anyone around? Maybe I can leg it.
Oh, no.
I'm a hoof it.
I'm running into the desert.
I need to die ASAP so that they can't do whatever they want to do to me.
They will mummify my ass alive.
Okay, all right. I'm going to quickly get off the cart and get under the wheel and lie there and just be like,
we both fell
off.
Oh, I don't know what happened. Whoever was driving this cart must have hit his
me boat. Over too.
It's that or get fully entombed alive. Yeah.
Entombed alive, but having your eyeballs and asshole scooped out or something.
Yeah, filled with honey and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which part are you confused on? Alfonso, the old man in the hooded robe from Robin Hood?
Mm-hmm. That part's clear to me. I was going to ask, do we think that the king...
Yeah.
Do we think it's going to be like there was a period of time where anybody could wish for anything and everybody had their wishes granted, and then the king stepped in and was like, because everybody can have their wishes granted, there's too much chaos, so I need to enforce some order in this kingdom or whatever. Or will it be like the king... As a young man, he's like, maybe he's fully Aladdin maxing.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I'm wishing upon a star for a better life. And then he becomes king. He's like, I wished for this and it fucking came true. Mm-hmm. Time to study wish magic. And then he sort of becomes the arbiter of who gets their wish granted
think
or
that
not.
Both of them might be right. I think what'll happen is the movie will establish that he was like, he'll say, there used to be too much chaos in the world, and now me, the king, gets to pick which wishes come true to make sure that there's some order so everyone gets a wish, but I'm your kind and beautiful king.
Yeah. Does everyone know?
And then you'll find out that that isn't actually what happened, but what happened was he wished to be king, and then he feared wish magic, so he enslaved it in case people tried to use that wish magic against him.
Yeah.
And then Aisha... yes. I'm just going to keep saying Aisha.
I think it's Asha, but that's
Asha.
Okay.
Asha.
Yeah.
Well, it's spelled Asha.
Yeah.
Aisha would be an I after the
A. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Asha is like...
Yeah,
yeah. Asha wishes for this and then realize... Like, maybe discovers the real truth, then wishes for... Wish powers and then wish power. It's wish magic or a wish fight. It's a wish fight.
You said wish so many times. That's it.
You might have set the world record, I think.
He just divulged into just muttering about wish.
Wish
leads to wish, and then he got another wish.
The king.
And then wishing.
You did just start muttering like a crazy person. And then the wish,
sorry,
and they get the
wishes,
and there's too many wishes. And
get this wish, and
the government's
wish.
Spying on me.
The government, give me that wish. I wish they wouldn't spy on me. Okay, so do we think that the king is going to be the biggest bad?
Yes.
Or is it going to be, say, something like, is he the, who's the power behind the throne? Like, are we getting a competing wish magic? Because in Disney lore, in Disney realm, you have a lot of different things that can grant wishes.
Yeah.
Genies.
We have stars, we have genies, we have sea monsters.
Yeah, that's true. Ursula.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, she can grant wishes.
With blue fairies.
Blue fairies, true.
What's Cinderella? Is that also another fairy?
Yeah, that's
a fairy godmother.
Yeah.
Well, because I wonder if, because the way they're kind of marketing this movie is they're like, it's 100 years in the making. It is a movie about the Disney wishing star. Mm-hmm. So they're like, it's a Disney, like, lore movie, is I think the way they're marketing it. Because they're like, from the creator of Cinderella, blah, 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 blah. So I wonder if they're going to try and...
This was like the very. Are they gonna like
Are they going to establish a connected universe?
Yeah, basically. There's a connected universe. Of all the
I would not be shocked if at the end the star goes back in the sky, and then you get a montage of
everyone wishing on
everyone
like
wishing
the star
on the star
explodes, but like in a nice way.
Yeah, yeah.
Over the castle.
Over the castle in a nice way, and then like all the fairy godmother, the blue fairies, all those people like it's sprinkled. So we all got a little bit of wish magic in us. Wish magic was in us all along. Actually, in fairies more.
Fairies are chockers with it. We have a little bit.
Little bit of it? We can maybe...
That means if you got enough people together, you could shake them on a guy, and if he thought happy thoughts, motherfuckers off to Neverland.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I think it would traumatize me quite a bit to see those children flying to Neverland. I don't think I would recover, you know? What did I see?
Where are they going? They're coming back.
I would have just assumed that I was like, it must have been a shadow or something.
Yeah, that's true.
It's at night.
Oh, that's a good point. No, aren't they illuminated by Big Ben for a bit?
It's probably a puppet.
Yeah, it's probably a puppet.
And big puppets.
It's a marionette. Yeah. I'm okay.
Probably viral marketing for deodorant or something.
Yeah.
Watching that and being like, honey, do I stink? I'm going to get some deodorant. Why? I saw some boys.
That were flying over Big Ben.
Yeah. Made me think about deodorant. I don't know. Yeah, so and another thing that makes me...
Wendy. Yes, go on.
Hot dogs. Shaken dog deal.
Yeah, okay.
They shook that dog up so much.
He threw up a hot dog. One thing that I wonder as well is because... there is a scene in the trailer where the king is casting a spell of some kind and he's using green magic, right? Yeah. And typically in Disney movies, green is evil magic.
Yes. Yeah.
You can see that in like Cinderella, Snow White, the witch is always
a... Well, it's Maleficent, right?
Well, yes, exactly,
and
yeah.
He's Magnifico.
Oh! Connections.
Are we reaching?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's not... That much.
Maybe
of a reach,
I'm not reaching. Maybe I am, in fact, a genius.
If it turns out that like money, he's like the fucking
progenitor villain,
this is for all the gamers out there. This could be the Skyward Sword of Disney movies.
Yeah, I mean they could go for that.
And for anyone who doesn't play games and is still listening, even though the first. 15 to 20 minutes of this podcast has been nonsense.
What?
Huh?
They could do the thing where every villain is a descendant of Magnifico and every hero is a descendant of Asher, which would drive people crazy.
Also, some of his descendants are octopus women.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Fair enough, you fucking octopus. What do you expect to happen?
You didn't even need to do that.
Asked and answered.
Yeah, dude. Fucking octopus. Some octuses are baddies.
Yeah, I know, man.
What that octopus mouth do? What that beak do, man?
Well, I don't know if they'll go so far as to be like they're a descendant, but I think they could establish that there are two opposing forces of magic in the world of Disney. Wish magic and then... evil wish magic and good wish magic is...
There's two types of magic in the world. Wish magic and bad wish magic.
That sounds like the same type of magic.
No,
you couldn't be further from the truth.
One is green.
And one is wishes.
Which is, I think, yellow.
Yeah, yellow to blue, maybe. Oh, it seems like the same kind of thing, but whatever. I'm not going
to
argue.
I think, I don't know. To me, it feels this like they're going to have this, right, you know, he was... meant to be doing good, as in the king was trying to be like, I'm going to try and do good. And then, of course, he gets either, you know, wow, what do you know? Power corrupts, absolutely.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, my God.
And then, you know, it's going to be revealed that they're going to be, when he gets unwished, it's going to be like an old crone kind of thing. Could even be, again, depends how much up Disney's own asshole they want to go. Because then you could be like, oh, and it's revealed to be the, you know, the old crone from Snow White. Like
Like that,
what if it's a multiverse movie?
Like, I really hope none of this is true.
Yeah.
It would suck.
All of this will be true. It's just whether or not they do it at the very start of the movie and they're like, let me tell you about the, whether or not it's like, the framing will either be, let me tell you about a little story about the star that we've seen throughout all these adventures.
Hi, and it's it'll me, be a, Mickey Mouse.
And then it'll be like montage of those movies and then you'll get this whole story. Or it'll just start. Like, we're watching this movie, and then at the end, something will happen to the wishing star, and then we'll get a montage of all of the Disney movies.
Well, something I kind of vaguely remember
about
this
movie. I reckon
it'll
be at the end, I guess.
Yeah.
It wasn't about the wishing star, it was just about the star, and then they were like, no, make it about all
the Disney wishing star. So, but is that true? Because I don't know where I heard that. Look it up on your little machine.
Yeah.
But yeah, that the idea that this initially was not really connected to that idea of the Disney, you know, wish upon a star situation, but then they were like, make it that. Which, if that's the case, I don't know how connected to like the broader Disney canon it will be, or if it'll feel sort of weirdly tacked on or something. I don't know. If that's just the marketing or if that's just the movie. I think that making it so basic makes the movie a bit generic. Do you know what I mean? To me, it feels like a kind of pretty... because they're like, it's how it all began. I'm like, I feel like I've seen this movie.
I don't really want them to do that.
Yeah,
like, I don't really... because, again, you know, Disney film, this is, you know, you're going to be watching this ideally with a child.
They
probably haven't seen Pinocchio or all the other old films, and they're just going to be like, who dat?
Yeah, what going on? Huh? Why are there 101 Dalmatians here? Yeah.
You don't need that connective tissue as so, like... present.
What?
If it was subtle, if it was just kind of like, and then, you know, wink and a nod to be like, oh yeah, and then that wish gets exploded and then goes into order fairies. Sure, great.
Why not?
Why not? That's fine. And also, yeah. And also one octopus lady. I don't know. That's cool. That's fine. I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
But if they were like, and here's a montage of all the time there was wishes.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, that sucks, boo.
Well, it just feels like it's very like, you know, movies love to. It's like, oh, it's remember when you were a kid or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, I guess.
Maybe, like, I can imagine, I like,
don't
a.
Stop selling me nostalgia.
Yeah, exactly. You can really easily imagine with like a pretty song in the background, like a montage of like all the old Disney animated movies to be like, hey, man, remember how special Disney is? You know, it is not just a thing you remember from your childhood. There's something special about it, which is unfortunate. I hope they don't do that.
Yeah. So what's the darkness that is ruining scoliosis? Rosetta? What's the name? Rosie?
I think Rosa Rosetta. Rosala?
Rosus?
The dark? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it's that the king is just, is he granting selfish wishes? Mm. Is he, because he's like, what gets granted is what I fucking decide.
Yeah.
But it.
Answer your question. I cannot find any information on the fact that this movie was not always just about the star.
That's funny.
It was in production secretly from 2018, but not announced until 2022, which I can't understand how that would get it. Chris Buck, who was directing the film, spoke about the film's inspiration during D23. I grew up on Disney classics and fell in love with them. There truly is no greater power in the universe than someone with a true wish in their hearts. Disney is special. It doesn't say Disney is special. Yeah, well, this film, Wish, means so much to us all at the studio and has been an incredible collaboration across all the generations.
Yeah.
You're definitely getting a montage.
You're getting a, whether or not that's a like implicitly in the universe, the Wish magic went to all these places, or if it's like a, more like a The End of Babylon where somebody watches all the Disney movies in a cinema or whatever.
And cries.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It's still awesome. If listeners haven't seen Babylon, which a lot of people haven't because it made about $45 at the studio, at the box office. I've heard people describe it as a suicide letter to movies. Like movies.
That's fucking awesome.
Movies
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah,
movies will wreck your life and are over.
Yeah. I mean,
it's awesome. Babylon rocks.
I had a good time with it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Elephant shits on the audience in the first 5 minutes of the movie.
Absolutely, dude.
Bit long in the tooth, but apart from that,
that's part of the journey.
I enjoyed it.
I liked it.
Sometimes movies have to be very long.
Yeah.
And you got to sit in the cinema and be like, what?
Whoa!
Yeah. So from the trailer, a quote on IMDb. With King Magnifico. He says, imagine a place where wishes come true, where your heart's desire can become a reality. What if I told you that place is within reach? All you have to do is give your wish to me.
Oh.
What are he doing with all them wishes? Because I think those little blue balls that you see in his little alchemical lab or whatever.
Yeah.
So those are all little self-contained wishes. And then he gets that scene, I think, where there's like a lot of them.
Yeah.
In like a chamber or something. So I'm guessing he's harnessing everybody's wish powers.
Yeah.
For what purpose?
Will it be one of those situations where they're like, he lost his parents and he wants to bring them back? Or he, you know, because are they going to try and give him like that kind of tragic backstory?
Yeah.
To be like, he's trying
Is there a wish that he can't wish?
Well, the other,
like, is there a wish so powerful that even wish magic can't wish it to be true?
A way they could do that is be like, I don't know why, but this little boy was born without the ability to wish. He can't wish upon a star. The stars don't listen to him.
He's got star blindness.
And he's like, if I can't have my own wish, I'll have everybody else's.
Or maybe we all get one. And he wasted it on something rad for a little boy.
Yeah.
But as he's older, he's like,
I wish I had a tricycle, and somebody gets a quad cycle. And he's like,
oh,
could
fuck.
I have more wheels?
Although it could be like, I wish for either eternal youth, being a king, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Right? And because of that, that's like he knows that a wish is true. Like what you kind of said. Yeah. And then he's like, if that's true, I want to wish for more.
Yeah.
I want more. And hopefully we get like a similar, like in Wonka, the song where she wants a bean feast. Maybe we get like a, almost
she
a little selfish.
She does want a bean feast.
I wish for a bean feast. Fuck.
Damn.
I wish for a feast. I wish for a bean feast.
And so another beautiful song with beats like, how good is it to be greedy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then like, oh, you can only really ever get one wish.
That's a kind of good way to be, to, I think you might be right there. one wish. Mm. Is he then using everyone else's wishes? So somebody's like, I wish for a nice car. And he's like, we'll see if it happens. And then he's like, mm-hmm. crush, I want a nice car. And then he gets that guy's mm-hmm. nice car wish.
I think he's using the power of the wish to wish for something that he wants. So okay. he's like, I'm going to use the intention of your wish for a nice car, but I'm going to use it to have nice eyes.
Yeah, okay.
Mm. And luscious locks.
I think it'll just be that. So in the cast list, I noticed this. It's not in the trailer, but Ash's grandfather is a 100-year-old man waiting for his wish to come true. Like, it still hasn't been granted, okay. which I think is why Asher goes to the king and is like, he's fucking 100
he's
years old.
He's done that much longer. TikTok.
Where's that wish coming? Come on now.
Yeah, okay.
Or is it like a thing where it's like, every citizen of this beautiful town will get one wish. You just got to give me a wish and don't worry, we've got a back catalog. It's good. I'll sift through them all and don't worry, we'll get to it eventually.
Maybe it's like that song, No One Man Should Have All That Power.
I think it's exactly like that song. But I can see that because then when people are like, why aren't my... He can kind of be like, well, you blame your friends. Yeah. Everybody's wishing for something. You only do it one at a time. It takes time to grant a wish.
What happens in Bruce Almighty in the equivalent of that when he's answering everyone's prayers?
He just says yes.
Yeah, to everything.
Says, he says yes. Funny. Funny move.
And then what happens?
Bad.
It's not good. There are tsunamis.
I can't remember the consequences.
Wish for a tsunami?
No, the tsunamis was him lassoing the moon, wasn't it?
That's true.
That was his wish.
It's just kind of like, I wish it was a nice day today.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, it's not really a wish to pray.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Which I guess is kind of a wish.
Yeah, it's a wish to God.
But you just say, because you just swap wish for prayer.
Yeah. I'm praying for good weather.
Yeah, yeah.
A fucking bean feast.
Yeah. And then, see, so I think with Bruce Almighty, what happens there is like, if you wish for, say, good weather or a bean feast.
Yeah.
Sure, you get good weather or you get a bean feast, but then somewhere else we'll get the bad weather or we'll get lacking a bean feast that they had prepared.
Because that's my bean feast. I had a whole feast of beans.
And it's gone.
Everybody's in the other room with their knives and forks. Can't wait for that bean feast.
It's gonna be delicious, I hear.
Everyone's gonna hate that person.
Someone prayed it away.
They prayed away the beans.
Bean feast. I'm so sorry.
So I reckon we're going to have probably a little bit more ground rules, ideally, because again, when you have wishing as just like, hey, you can wish for anything or there's wish magic, we either sort of divulge into like, wish the government wasn't watching me, or you get something like Wonder Woman 1984, which is like, this is silly.
Yeah, absolutely.
What would happen? Like if everyone just had unlimited wishes, I think reality would break immediately.
So there's a comic book that came out. It was called like A Billion Genies. Like that.
Everyone becomes a genie?
No, everyone gets a genie.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
And so then, it becomes very silly, very fast. But the more people die out, you eventually get it all down to like the last genie sort of thing. And then the person who grants the last wish.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're like, all right. I wish, and then that's how the rest of the world continues, as it were, because then it kind of starts from that point. Someone's like, I wish for a Q-birth. I wish dinosaurs were real. I wish I was a super me.
Yeah, I think if you gave every single person a wish right now, every single person on Earth would cease to be instantly. Surely, statistically, somebody's wish is for no Earth.
Well, yeah.
I reckon you could probably give a wish to 100 people and everyone dies.
Yeah. So, A Billion Genies, highly recommended. It's a really good little comic series. They do like, one day after everyone gets a genie, then it's like 10 days after, it's like 10 years after. It's really cool.
That's awesome.
But the first thing is like, as soon as someone gets a genie, one guy's like, I wish that no wishes will ever like affect this bar that we are currently in so that they are safe from the bullshit happening outside.
In A Billion Genies, do they all get a finite amount of wishes or is it infinite?
Literally everyone gets one wish.
Oh, no. Yeah. I think if I got one wish, I'd waste it. I think I would mess it up.
I feel like you'd be like, oh, no, your wish would be like, I wish to see Hulk!
I wish to see Hulk? I wish to see Hulk! Hey, Jackson! No, I meant to say Hulk.
I did waste it. Hulk, will you show me your Hulk?
No, Hulk smash!
I wish to see Hulk just somewhat like a comic book manifest in front of you.
Oh, man. I've read this one. I've read Hulk. Yeah. Well, isn't there like a, I think it's like a Perry Bible Fellowship comic where a guy goes to a wishing well and he puts his coin in and he says, I wish for the most beautiful woman in the world. And then she manifests and they're like hooking arms and he's looking back at the well and there's like a guy flying a rocket ship and a guy with $1 billion and he's like,
ah. Okay.
Should have wished for anything and this might have been achievable on its own. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What if you wish for something like, you know, I guess a bit more like, I wish I had no regrets. Whoa. Because then you don't regret that you didn't wish something better.
That's true. What would it feel like to have no regrets?
Like, just at a base
level. I don't know, Jackson. What does it feel like to have no regrets?
Yeah, Jack.
Pretty good.
You've never regretted anything in your goddamn life.
Yeah, that's true.
That is fair. Yeah.
Did anybody in A Billion Genies wish that nobody could wish anything?
I know there was like wish war, like a wish war from memory.
Yeah, okay.
And so it was like to enter this safe haven, you had to like give up your genie to the person who was in charge, and then they had to like I think like a president would be like, hey, I need your wish, and I'm going to write it out.
Yeah,
and I need you to kind of like word this 100% correctly.
Yeah,
a lot of the wishes kind of I think counteracted because it's kind of like, well, if I want to be the superpower and if you want to be the superpower, well, we'll just cancel those wishes out. Then nothing happens.
Like, yeah.
Imagine wasting your wish and nothing happening. I'd kill myself.
Yeah.
Like a once in a lifetime. Like I don't have many regrets, but that would be enough.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be pretty bad.
That would be pretty bad, especially if it was something without an obvious. Because like if you're like, I don't know, I wish the Earth was gone, and somebody's like, I wish the Earth wasn't gone. Fair enough. There's going to be resistance.
Yeah.
But if you wish for something fairly mundane and there's resistance that you didn't expect, you just don't get it. Dude.
Yeah, no, that's a good
comic. Like, I'm like, I wish for, let's say, I wish for $1 billion and someone wishes that money's not real.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And
yeah.
I'm like,
yeah. Money's pointless.
Yeah, you're like, well, I wish for a genie disease. The genies are going to die off.
Oh, right, cool. I thought like you wished for a disease only genies could get.
Yeah.
Like, what is that?
That's what I want, a genie illness that just runs through the genies, then no one gets any wishes.
Okay.
And no one can counteract my wish.
Gotcha. Because I read that as you got that disease.
Yeah. You got like
you.
My wispy tail is infected.
Yeah.
Oh,
like
no.
You got genie gonorrhea or something. My ping's just
Jackson,
dripping
what?
Ectoplasm Why? At this point. I don't know. So
you made that wish, Jackson. You're just scratching your junk.
Yeah.
Can one of you wish I didn't have genie gonorrhea?
No.
Oh. I'm saving mine for something good.
I was trying to give my genie gonorrhea. That's fucked up, Jackson. Yeah.
I know.
Hey, speaking of wishes, I've got a wish.
What's your wish?
That wish is that I could browse the internet without people knowing what I'm doing.
But that's impossible, Joel Dusha.
Actually, shut up. Do both of you know it isn't? You ever heard of NordVPN?
Oh my God.
You mean that thing I use?
Yeah, and that thing I use too?
Yeah!
That's going to solve all your internet problems, dude.
Wow. Yeah.
Look, you've been on the internet, you're listening to this, and
I have.
If you're not using your VPN, people will know that you are listening to baseless speculation.
Yeah.
And that's not going to be good for your brand.
No.
You want to hide that from your friends, and you want to hide that from
your algorithm. Yeah, because that's the thing. Everyone's like, oh, the internet's listening to me. No. Yeah. We're all just very predictable. And then nothing worse than if the internet knows that you are listening to this show. So as a secret shame for you, you need to hide this. And the best way to do that is through NordVPN.
Exactly.
And not shame-related things. So you're listening to a podcast about upcoming movies, TV shows, etc., and so forth. But with the 40,000 streaming services that exist right now, sometimes it's very expensive or pretty much impossible to watch the thing you want to watch. So, for example, here in Australia, Blue Beetle. It came out on streaming in the US before it hit cinemas here.
Exactly.
With NordVPN, we could just fire it up and watch it.
Yeah, we could set our country to America and we'd be living that Blue Beetle life.
Yeah,
God bless America.
God bless America. Thank you, because I recently purchased Max, and it's no. God, in Australia, I got nothing. But in America, Max is Beetle to the Max.
NordVPN is the fastest VPN in the world, and there's no buffering or lagging while streaming. And
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Stops your ISP from bandwidth throttling, and you get all of this for the price of a goddamn cup of coffee.
That's a good deal.
Damn, here I was saving up to buy a house, but that's just unrealistic. So instead, I give NordVPN.
I'm
going to
protect my internet browsing with NordVPN.
And obviously this sounds great, but it's going to get even better because with every purchase of a 2-year plan, you will receive 4 bonus months on top. Includes all plans, standard, plus, and complete. To grab a huge discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/baseless. With every purchase of the 2-year plan, you will receive 4 bonus months for free, and there's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. The link is in the episode description box, and let's get back to wishing about Wish and wishing that we were watching that movie right now, hey? Transitions.
Yeah, love
you're killing it, can I just say.
Podcasting is my strength.
Well, if this is your strength, I'd hate to see your weakness.
Running.
What do you think about it? So, like, this movie is kind of like it's very like proto Disney movie in that it's like it's. You've got your generic princess character. I know she's not a princess, but still filling the
same
role.
She'll be a
princess. Yeah, exactly. You got your generic talking animal character.
You
got your.
Do you reckon? Sorry to interrupt, but do you reckon it's going to be like it'll be revealed that like he actually no king and she true? Like,
probably.
Yeah,
like
almost
that.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Even though, like, I mean, look, down with royals, but still.
Yeah, yeah. No, absolutely.
That's so funny you're saying this in the podcast, Emma, because in your private life you say I love the royals.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
My brand.
You're saying down with the royals, but that's a Union Jack flag in the corner of the studio. And is that a note that says, do not take down or you get fired, signed Joel Zammit?
Yeah, the true royalist, only royalist ever to really walk the truth.
And is that a Queen Elizabeth II memorial in the
other
corner of the room?
No, that's a Queen Elizabeth II tattoo on my chest.
Oh.
Idiot.
It's a tattoo that's meant to trick the... Like, trick me to think that I'm actually looking at the wall as a memorial. Yeah. Of course.
That's a powerful optical illusion.
Yeah.
Your chest tattoo is pulling off.
No, the memorial is to Philip.
Oh.
Rip Philip. Yeah, rip. Yeah. Prince. Dying a prince sucks.
That's grim.
I mean, obviously, based on the royal structure, he could never be a king.
No.
But, I don't know, I just feel like...
Well, prince feels like a stepping stone title.
You died with the little boy title.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, prince does have little boy energy.
Yeah, it's got massive little boy energy.
They should be like your died prince until you're 18 and then you're something else.
Yeah.
Like dying a master.
Prince.
But the master. Master's
what do you mean dying a master? What
that's good.
You know, that's not good. No, master not of what?
Oh, no. Like master. Like Master like, Dusha.
Yeah.
Come in here.
Yeah. I'm 10.
Yeah. What do you reckon? Duke's pretty good to be a duke.
Yeah.
I'd happily die a duke. Die a baron.
Well,
Baron's good.
Baron.
I think
Baron
that...
makes me think evil, though.
Yeah, Barons are evil. Dukes could go either way.
Yeah.
Well, I think Prince outranks Duke, sadly, because...
Yeah, but not by head sounds.
Yeah.
We're going by vibe, not by reality.
I'm pretty sure Philip was also a duke of something.
He should have stayed a duke.
Yeah.
That's my belief. Yeah.
It's better to be a duke than a prince.
Yeah, oh, big time.
Mm.
What, duke or Baron? Where do you fall?
Duke.
Oh, Baron.
Baron's pretty good, though. Baron feels powerful, strong.
Baron feels like I'm rotund.
Yes. And you're wearing a lot of furs.
But yeah. I also feel Duke shares a title with Duke Nukem.
I'm coming round. What about Lord?
Nah, Lord's...
If it's all Prince you can get, still it's pretty worse, good, but yeah.
But Lord is worse than Baron and Duke.
What about Emperor?
Emperor's good.
Emperor's awesome. Get a really like long emperor. Cloak if you're an emperor.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I always like the God Emperor.
Oh, God Emperor is good. Yeah.
So back to Wish. Is there anything in this that would, like, you think will surprise anyone?
No, I think
the thing that we predicted straight off the bat is meant to be the big surprise, but I feel like if we are discussing it in the first 5 minutes of this podcast, other people have figured it out.
In an effort to make this the like proto-Disney movie, they've made it extremely generic.
It's I know the trailer only has one song in it, but apparently it is very song-heavy.
Yeah.
That's good.
Something to me feels just not very interesting. Like, I'm sure it might be, I don't know, but from the trailer I'm just like, what's hooking me here, really?
The trailers were Frozen when it first came out and whatever. Did they kind of lead with Let It Go?
I don't remember.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think, did they lead with like the song? They know this is going to be pretty
this is going to be the big one.
This is going to have like, you know, three-year-olds going to screech this
song. Yeah, yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff. Whereas I'm like, because the song, I'm like, Moana and those kind of things. Mm. So like the songs. But again, I don't remember the leading up to it.
No, me neither.
Disney Frozen original official trailer from 10 years ago. Let's find out. Is the song in it?
Yeah. If the song is in it, then I'm like, okay. They're leading, you know, I guess they knew that like
this is going to be
best foot forward. As it were.
The equivalent, which was nowhere near as good for Frozen 2, I think was in the trailer.
Mm.
You know, that one that's like, oh, you know that song from Frozen 2?
Sorry, can I get that again?
I think I hear you, but I don't. So whatever she says.
So
what was the first one? I want to build a snowman.
I think I hear you, but I don't.
Something like that.
Sounds like a song from Hamilton.
It was, it was no Let It Go.
The boats are calming. We have guns.
But yeah,
if I hear you, I can hear you. I'm listening. There you are.
There you are. What are you?
In earshot.
It you're speaking doesn't to me, sound
I
like...
can hear you from your voice. There you are.
She goes to the woods. Who was singing? I don't even remember.
Frozen buries a lead about it being a musical entirely, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So it might still have a breakout, you know, sort of song, but yeah.
I like the animation style, though. That was kind of cool.
I don't.
Yeah, me neither.
I think it looks really flat.
Yeah, I kind
of
like
it. It looks
blend.
Good at the start, and then it looks like shit for the rest of the trailer.
I really like what they were going for because it's got that like storybook vibe, but it's like not stylized enough that it looks unrendered. It looked at times
almost like they were like, okay, cool, we're making stylized.
Yeah,
and like they kind of I see what you mean because I quite like the 2D background, 3D. I like the kind of blending of like the older school animation with the new school. I guess what they're trying to do, which is like, look, Disney special.
Yeah,
so like I kind of like that, but like having you know recently watched like the Turtles film, and like all the Into the Spider-Verse, you're like.
You can
do some cool shit with animation.
And especially, like, it's not even just, like, big titles are doing it. Like, that movie The Bad Guys also had
true.
Interesting animation. Like, no one remembers it, but it's...
It really did.
Yeah. It's a children's movie made by, I think, DreamWorks.
Yeah.
Mm. Came out, like, 2019, maybe even 2020.
Did they have I'm the Bad Guy?
Yeah,
almost
so. Never seen the trailer.
We got to stop because we're going to give Lin-Manuel Miranda too many ideas.
The Puss in Boots.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
which
Puss
is
in
also
Boots.
Wish. Mm. The whole point there is getting a star to make a wish.
Yeah,
and even that the like, animation style on that was really really good.
Yeah, I think what it's
the
it's
villain
it's,
like oh yeah.
I need to watch that
so
movie.
Cool. It's so good.
Yeah,
so good. Like we went to like the drive-in to see it as a bit of a laugh, and oh, it was compelling.
Yeah,
I'm like I love this cat.
Where's Shrek though? I know he in it. But he didn't say anything.
Yeah.
That's okay. Teasing Shrek. Yeah.
He's coming back. Don't worry,
Shrek. Oh, yeah, they teased Shrek in...
You got to tease Shrek. He loves
Penta Verite.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shrek's coming back, dude.
Yeah, Shrek's coming.
The world is yelling for Shrek.
The world wants Shrek, yeah.
Yeah, they've missed the boat, I reckon, because I reckon like 2 or 3 years ago, people would have gone...
Yeah, people will still be craving Shrek.
Yeah, but think about like peak Shrek memes.
Nah, it'll come back.
Like 2020, 2019, people would have like shit their pants in the streets.
I think Shrek's still. I think it's going to be a
same with Austin Powers.
Yeah, Austin Powers timeless.
Yeah,
you bring back another Austin Powers, everyone's excited. Yeah. Everyone's happy.
Imagine a teaser trailer, and then all of a sudden you just see it, like, and you don't know what's going on. Then you just hear, "Yeah, baby,
yeah." Oh, dude! If they just played a trailer, no actors, nothing but that music, the cinema is killing each other. It's a full like a soccer riot.
Yeah, that's what's happening. You could do something where it's like a monochrome, like either the like that little hypnosis pattern thing or whatever, and then as it's sort of like we're watching that. Some sort of like Technicolor comes in.
Oh, yes.
It's a bit more like flower power. And then we get the, yeah, baby.
Oh, dude.
And then the music kicks in.
Do you reckon he'll come? What will he be in 2020?
I think it's funny.
COVID. Not so groovy, baby.
Nothing sexy about a mask.
Yes. Yes. Little cough to the side. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And then there'll be like the female character's name will be like, Big Pussy.
Big Pussy? Bit on the nose, ain't it, love?
Yeah, baby! I'm back!
Big Pussy. Yeah, I think with the animation style, it feels like it's too reserved. Like, I think if they really went for that kind of storybook and they, like, I don't know, really lent into it, but it feels like they were a bit scared to go whole hog and it's kind
like,
of...
I still like it. I was like, this is kind of cool, but yeah, I see what I mean. Like, whereas, like, they could have gone a little bit extra.
Yeah, absolutely.
Looks like a Telltale game.
I've heard people say it looks like a Barbie movie. Not the most recent Barbie movie, but, like, the old Barbie movies. Which, like, again, I think it's kind of just unfortunate that, you know.
It's unfortunate they've picked a style and they're not committed to it properly, so it kind of looks like shit.
Yeah, a little bit, a little bit.
Because they're I guess, like, this is probably something to worth discussing, is that Disney needs a hit pretty bad, not in the sense that the studio is sinking, like, they've got Disney, all the money in the world.
Yeah, you can't sink that mouse.
They're starting to lose, I think, like, trust in their name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know there's a lot of really fucking clever people on the internet making YouTube videos saying, whoa, Disney went woke and believed in the coronavirus and now everyone hates them. Oh, this is what happens.
Yeah,
Sleepy Joe.
That's true. Sleepy Joe,
yeah.
Let's go, Brandon. I can't say fuck Joe Biden. That'd be weird. I don't even know that I want to fuck that guy, but still.
Yeah, that is true, yeah. But I think as well, like,
oh yeah, so yeah, like Disney, then they're not going bankrupt, but they probably do need a movie that's like critically well received and makes money, just so that people can be like, oh yeah, just a bit of a rough patch, which they've had before. Like,
well, it makes me think about the. I mean, again, we don't know how Wish is going to do or whatever, but it makes me think about, you know, Disney has had these animated movie renaissances that kind of come and go. They've got these eras. They have the kind of one from like the 40s or whatever up until I forget, like maybe around the 80s or the 70s, 80s that are dipped with Black Cauldron, and then they had Little Mermaid, and then whoa, it's crazy again. Then it ended with that one about cows. You remember that movie about cows called like Home on the Range or something?
Is that Disney?
Yeah, it's the end of the Disney
Nickelodeon movie.
It's the end of the Disney Renaissance.
Was it like something with spirits? Like
Spirits Stallion of the Cimarron? But I don't know if that's Disney actually. That's
Because I remember like the last. They made a sequel of that 2D,
recently.
Yeah,
Sort of animation style.
Yeah,
what was that
Princess
Titan
and the
AE?
What the fuck? Home on the Range is 2004.
Yeah,
it looks like it's fucking made in like 1960. Three.
Yeah, it was really critically panned. And then I think they had Princess and the Frog, which is a Disney movie I've always quite liked, but that kind of came in the middle.
It was like 2010, 2011.
Yeah, where they were like, and then they brought a Tangled and they started this kind of brand new Disney renaissance of animated movies like whatever the one Baymax is in.
Big Hero Big 6. Hero 6.
Big Hero 6, Tangled, Frozen, Moana.
Yeah.
And then it was like Frozen 2.
The Frozen 2, I think, is one of the highest grossing films
of all
time.
Oh, I thought
Frozen
2 didn't do as well.
Oh.
I know it wasn't critically as received as well because it's a mess of a movie.
Yeah, was Titan A.E. a Disney thing?
I don't think
so. Yeah, because I know that was like
one of the last kind of.
Yeah, Frozen 2
the director
made
got dogged by, I believe, Disney, but or whoever.
Frozen 2 made $1.45 billion.
Stinker.
Stinker alert.
Stinker alert.
Stinker alert, dude.
Well, I guess, and then there's like Encanto.
Yeah, that's true. Encanto as well.
Really, like, you know, again, like that was like one of the most, like, the songs were like, oh, yeah, it's all over TikTok.
Absolutely.
It's one of the most, you know, all these songs, blah, blah, blah. Which is why I'm like, if Wish.
Yeah, if they can nail that.
If they can nail some songs, then I think
they'll do fine.
They'll be fine.
I think what makes Wish feel...
Oh, that's right. Encanto's a tricky one because that actually didn't... it didn't bomb, but it's pretty close to a bomb.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
But then...
Did it come out on Disney? Did it have a theatrical release?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, when did it come out?
It was...
2021.
Yeah. Bad just time to have a theatric release.
It's the end of 2021, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Still pretty bad.
November 2021.
Really? We were maybe in lockdown still.
Yeah.
Late November 2021.
Yeah. 2021 was pretty bad.
When did lockdowns end?
Mid-2022?
Yeah.
What?
Pretty sure.
Didn't they end in 2021 and 2022 was basically COVID-free?
No. Because I got, you know, like December, like 2020 is when we got married.
Yeah.
And then it was like, yeah, cool, because in a year we'll do like the big joint celebration. Oh, back to lockdown.
Yeah.
The end of 21 was when we got the next like
big wave from memory.
Wow, my memory's wrong.
And then we were back in our cages.
Yeah, we were
like
in
the star that's being trapped
by
Wish.
Johnny Fantastico, whatever his name is. Yeah, we were in lockdown for a lot longer than.
Oh,
yeah.
I was. Yeah, we were in and out.
Unless this website's wrong, the last lockdown in Melbourne, the last big one, was from the 5th of August 2021 to the 21st of October 2021. Guess we'll never know. Yeah, anyway, Encanto didn't make that much money, but then, because Spider-Man's 2021, and that made $2 billion. So Encanto didn't do well at first, but I think it, like, streaming services, it, like latched onto it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, again, it was like everywhere on TikTok kind of thing.
I think it's movies like Encanto and Moana and stuff that make this movie seem generic to me because Encanto is so interesting and kind of different, and it's like a kind of, I don't know.
It's hard to make Wish magic in.
Well, it's just a very generic Disney movie. That's what they've made, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But it's like got big, like, you know how movies these days are like, remember when movies were good?
Yeah.
That's what movies ask us these days. Like,
that's why Babylon's so good, because Babylon's like, hey, remember when movies have always been bad and you should kill yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, Babylon.
Okay.
I've read about Avatar.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah, because like Damien Chevelle, I can't remember his actual name, the director of Babylon.
Yeah.
He's made... Mm-hmm. Whiplash. What if you follow your dreams and it wrecks your life?
Yeah.
Then he's made La La Land. What if you follow your dreams and it wrecks your life? And then he made The First Man. What if you follow your dreams and it wrecks your life?
Yeah, it's
and then
crazy.
He made Babylon and he was like, what if I followed my dreams and I wrecked my life?
Everyone was like,
what if, dude?
People like Love Letter to Cinema. I'm like, what the fuck movie did you watch? Everyone in the film fucking dies.
Yeah, they end
Love
up
letter.
So sad.
Love Letter, they become obsessed. Their obsession is there, the fact they're downfall.
Yeah. Only person who ends up happy is Tobey Maguire's character, who has an awesome sewer.
He's basically the real life version of Toad from the X-Men.
That Tobey Maguire in that movie, what's he on, dude? He's channeling something and it rules.
So going back to like Disney, so you're looking at like even the old stuff, right? Pinocchio, which is like, even though it is kind of just like just things happening on screen,
stuff occurs,
it's still like, okay, one little puppet's quest to become a real boy. And so there's a journey there. You look at you know, Encanto, where it's like someone who, you know, feels like they don't fit in their family, tries to do their best, but ends up doing their worst, which is actually their best. What is like happening here with Usher? It's like, oh yeah, you want to do your best for your dad.
Yeah.
So you confront the king, then you don't get wishes, and you get any wish from a thing.
I mean,
the
I
chaos
guess
happens. What's the like? I don't know. It doesn't feel as personal.
Yeah, I think that's I think that's because they're trying to be like, hey, this is everything you love. this is everything you love about a Disney princess movie.
Yeah.
You have your classic Disney princess who she's kind of clumsy, but she also can kick ass. And then you've got the funny animal sidekick who in this one talks, and sometimes they don't talk, but this one does. Yeah. And then you've got the sassy best friend, and then the evil king. And there's no, like, it's weird to say this in a movie where wishes can come true, but there's not really a hook, hey.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not something where I'm like, wow, it's, that's interesting. Like
with, in Canto, you're like, oh, this one family, they're basically like mutants. And they have all these powers, and they use it to help them, but this one is a goddamn flat scan. No powers, no powers!
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I just did some quick reading on Encanto, and it's an incredibly frustrating movie for Disney because it didn't make money.
Really?
And its merchandise doesn't move like crazy. Yeah. It's just people know the songs.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
So they would be like... like losing their
mind. You
like,
love the songs, imagine. But
so
you've
it needed
not...
to make $300 million at the box. So Sing 2 made more money than it that was released.
What the fuck? Sing 2?
Which, so.
Yeah, man, people like Sing 2.
Encanto comes out in 2021.
The pig mom in it is hot. Fair enough.
She a baddie, dude.
She a baddie. I'll say it. I'll say it.
Yeah, so Encanto comes out late November 2021. Sing comes out the next month.
Yeah.
And yeah, Sing 2 makes more money than Encanto.
Wow.
Encanto goes viral with its songs.
Yes.
Yeah.
But no one has seen the movie. Disney Plus, it does well. It does well enough that they're talking about making a Disney Plus series.
Oh yeah.
How many billion minutes?
Yeah, how many billion?
Yeah. But no sequel movie in production.
Wow, that's crazy.
Because that's why it's like a weird blind spot because people will be like, oh, that song from Encanto.
Yeah.
What happens in Encanto? Dunno, haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Because, like, yeah, again, I have, again, like, a nephew who will just be like, okay, loves those songs. You have, like, okay, like, YouTube playlist Encanto, and then you're hearing that for the next, like, 2 to 3 years because that's what your algorithm thinks you love now.
Yeah. Whoa. Like, okay.
Just want to watch my Game of Thrones lore video, please. Okay, I'll listen.
I'll go Encanto mode. But yeah, I don't know. Like, because, like, hey, Frozen and Tangled, which have kind of the same basic, not beats, but it's still like, hey, she's a Disney princess, but she kicks ass. She's got a funny animal sidekick. Yeah. And
if you look at, like, Tangled again, it's just kind of like this, you know, the protagonist there. It's like, you know, she wishes, wishes, for her to find her family, like, her life. She's, you know, all trapped in this tower and like, what can I do? I want, you know, it's very personal.
Mm.
You know, same with Frozen. It's kind of like, well, Mom and Dad, Dad, sister, she rules the kingdom.
Yeah.
She a bit icy. Oh, no, she's now icy.
She got strange powers.
And now it's about,
on.
You know, trying to, like, sisterly love and that kind of thing. So, again, it's that kind of personal storyline.
Yeah.
Like, again, going back to a lot of the other, Disney films, animated films, it's like, okay, there's just, like, a personal connection there, and that's the hook, at least, you know, to kind of draw you in. Or, like, you know, there's a through line to the whole damn movie where you're like, oh, at least it's telling a personal story.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, even, what is this one's personal story?
I don't know. Like, maybe it'll become
again,
more apparent when we see it. But
trailer
it,
and that kind of stuff. But it's just like they're not selling.
It
like,
really it. Feels like it's a Disney movie about Disney movies. And that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like the trailer itself is marketing on it's going to be fun because the goat talks.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Pine's in it.
He's got a deep voice.
He loves to scratch his bum on a plank.
Yeah.
They really emphasize Chris Pine. Chris Pine's vocal performance, and also they try to tap into our love for Chicken Run by constantly making chickens in it.
You idiots, there's a Chicken Run 2 coming out. Why would I watch this movie
for
chicken-based content?
They recast Rocky the Rooster? Rooster?
Yeah.
So that was originally played by Mel Gibson, and they're like, we probably don't want him around our kids' film. Smart.
Interesting.
They recast him, Zachary Levi.
Interesting. Interesting move.
Probably wish they picked a different
interesting
guy.
Interesting move, though. Yeah.
Zachary Levi from Shazam 2 fame.
Yeah, and going insane on the internet.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah, but like, you
I think statistically more people would have seen him pretty much crying into the camera about Shazam
like,
2
look,
than they did Shazam 2.
Look, if you're a family, and you want to go see a movie,
yeah.
So you can go, you know, like John Wick, like, it's great. Great film, like guns and everything, but not family friendly. But Shazam 2 is very family friendly.
We killed the boy, but then he's all right, and he wants to fuck Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
family friendly,
baby.
Diedrich Bader, you might remember from the Drew Carey Show, gets coerced to jump off a building.
That's right.
Family friendly.
Oh yeah, I forgot
that happened.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. He played Batman.
I think
Brave and the Bold.
A TV show recently did a secret Drew Carey Show reunion. It was like a kids show,
what
and they had Diedrich Bader, Drew Carey, and the lady from the show.
That's all crazy.
Come together for one episode.
Ryan Stiles?
Ryan Stiles was also there.
What the hell? Wouldn't it be?
What? Who was that for?
I don't know, man.
The guy, the boss, late show with.
Oh yeah.
Craig Ferguson wasn't in the clip I saw.
Do you think if Chicken Run 2 does bad, Zachary Levi will cry again?
This is unrelated, but I feel like this is the only place in any podcast I can bring this up. But recently, talking about just crazy things that are happening in media.
Yeah.
Recently, I re-remembered something that happened in the peak of lockdown, and everyone was like, wow, this is a really bold and interesting direction. Yeah. When the season 7 finale of The Blacklist, a show starring...
James Spader.
Yeah.
Released an episode that was half filmed and then half PS2 level animated graphics because they couldn't finish filming it and they didn't want to miss the release date.
What?
So it has this horrible style where, like, and sometimes it's shot reverse shot. Like, it'll be real people and then talking to animated people. Oh. It's the finale of season 7 of The Blacklist. I promise it's there. You can't find any, like, good articles on it because everyone's just like, oh, this is interesting.
Everyone was like, we're sad. Leave me alone.
They're leaning in. But
No one watched it. That's crazy. That's insane. They didn't go back and refilm that, huh?
No, it's just on Netflix.
What the fuck? They didn't, like, it's a placeholder.
Yeah, like, we'll get back to it. We'll make it actually good.
Nah. I'll quickly...
Just if you can show us
in the background, I'll just find a clip just so you can see how fucked it looks.
That's crazy, dude.
I guess I've just looked into Jackson's
Netflix, and the first suggestion is top fix for you, season 6 of Young Sheldon. Not even a joke. And then directly underneath that, One Piece.
That's...
You gotta watch more stuff, dude, because it does not know your shit.
Young Sheldon and One Piece, what an incredible evening. You got one Young Sheldon, one episode of One Piece, one Young Sheldon, one One Piece. Hey, from all accounts, Young Sheldon's pretty good. That's what I hear.
So, same with One Piece.
So, look, normal guys.
We're watching this beautiful season finale of The Blacklist. Who I can only
normal
assume.
Guys. They've shut the door. That's normal people talking. And let's cut to Washington. Yeah,
okay,
that's
Washington,
nice.
Washington,
nice.
Oh, right. No. What the hell?
And they even used.
Oh, no.
Like, comic book font.
Yeah.
Little captions, like, meanwhile. But there's, like, a glitching effect to.
Oh.
There was a. It's unsettling.
It's like, disgusting. It's,
like, well done for giving it a. Oh, go. Like, the close-ups, you're like, okay, I guess they're doing something. But when they zoom out and you see, like, the pavement looks like someone slopped something in...
Trees look like they're from Zelda Ocarina of Time.
That's crazy.
Anyway, that's a thing that happened in lockdown.
Wow. We forget what happened in the past.
Are we gonna thankfully, Wish will be here to remind us.
Yeah, exactly.
Of all the great things.
We got any swings for the fences for Wish?
Pinocchio cameo.
Well, yes. I think we'll get, like, the shot of the star going through all of the films. Mm-hmm. I think, though, my swing for the fence is they'll all be updated to be animated in this style.
Oh,
it won't just
yes.
be, it'll be like new footage.
Oh, my swing for the fence will be like Jiminy Cricket will play a very integral part, part in this whole thing. Like, maybe like the framing device.
Yeah.
Because he was the one that first wished upon that star.
That's true.
So I think we're going to maybe get some Jiminy Cricket.
Another swing for the fence, a goat and one of the wish chickens will start a romantic relationship.
Awesome. I think Blue Fairy cameo.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a blue fairy, maybe it's not like a full Jiminy Cricket, but she, like, to the goat is like, you need to look after Asha. Let's just say you're her conscience for now or whatever. And I think there will be a montage at the end, but I think it'll be traditionally animated. Because I think they'll be really, this movie is like a really like, hey, Disney movies, huh?
Go watch
Cinderella, bitch. So I think they'll... Yeah, they'll full on just take clips from the old Disney movies. Yeah,
and last week, and I don't think things will have changed between us recording this and when you're hearing it, unless you've gone back and listened. But last week we said the strikes are over, and they still are sort of up in the air. And but that was only the writers; actors still on strike.
Nice,
that's good, nice.
That's awesome.
But they will probably end their strike very soon too. But then a video game strike's about to start.
That's good.
So
that's awesome. Good.
Everyone's getting their bag, which is good to see.
Nice to hear.
Studios can fuck off.
Yeah, they can suck it.
And sure another can. Awesome thing that's happening is one of the conditions of the strike that has been agreed to by the studio is that the amount of watches of episodes, whether it be in minutes or like actual view times, is now part of residuals. So that information has to be shared with the writers. It's not meant to be released to the public, but it will be.
100%. Which I means cannot wait to see how many billions of minutes things have been watched.
Yeah, but because it's going to relate directly to residuals, they're going to have to be honest.
Oh, what?
So,
honesty from our studios?
I know.
Well, they're not really going to have a choice because if they downplay it to pay the staff less, then the staff just leak that and then everyone's like, 17 people watched the season finale of Ahsoka.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Then if they exaggerate it, a writer's like, well, 6 billion people watched a show I wrote. Bro, now sweet. I get $1.8 billion.
God, I can't wait to see how little shows that you assume are huge have been watched.
Can't wait to see that, like, the sweet, like, life of Zack and Cody has more streams than Obi-Wan.
It probably does. Genuinely, I wouldn't be shocked.
Exactly. Everyone, Yellowstone.
Yeah, Yellowstone, baby.
It's all Yellowstone. Yellowstone all the way down.
Yeah.
One more swing for the fence, and I think it's that we're going to see, you know, the classic animation styles where it was like someone dancing, someone walking, those kind of like all those classic Disney things?
Yeah.
That. We're going to a lot of that. Heaps of that.
Yeah. I reckon you're right.
I hope that that frog that goes, hello, my lady, hello, my darling, hello, my ragdam. I hope he's there.
Yeah, me too, dude.
That's not a swing for the fence. That's just, that's a wish. We all do your wish list.
Can we all have a wish?
A little wish upon a star for this
frog's film? In it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Zamet sounds like he wants to wish that he hopes it's good.
Yeah, I I wish.
It is more interesting. Like, this is the thing, and I know that Baseless Speculation is quite negative of recent, but it will be very interesting for us and for everyone out there if movies just keep bombing.
Yeah.
Because studios are going to have to do something about it, and then we're going to have to enter a new phase. Yeah. So, yeah. I don't want superhero movies to be bad, but if they are bad, I don't want people to see them.
Yes.
So then, what's next?
We
get
something new, exactly. Yeah. We need like a renaissance, I suppose.
So yeah, when I find out that the Marvels goes for like 1 hour 40, I'm like, okay, that's probably an alarming sign.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if it sucks, that's fine.
Yeah.
End the MCU.
Yeah.
And if it rocks, good. I'm happy about that too.
We want movies to do well.
If it rocks, that's great. End the MCU.
Yeah.
You might as well probably at this point.
Yeah, clearly shorter movies are the way of the future if it's good, and therefore don't make any more series.
Yeah,
that's
true.
That would be nice. To someone again, long-time X-Men fan, I'm like, well, no.
Yeah, dude, you do not want an X-Men movie in the current MCU.
There's lots and lots and lots and lots of speculation and leaks on both Deadpool 3 and Secret Wars, and look, it's all gunning towards the fact that there will probably just be a flat reboot straight after that where the X-Men will just be... There won't be an introduction of the X-Men.
It'll just be part of it.
They just
deal
like,
with it.
Yeah, in the new universe, the X-Men just exist.
Oh, yeah, which is fine.
That's probably the way to go, honestly.
Well, yeah, because like how the...
At this point.
Yep.
Yeah, with multiverses and stuff. Yeah, anyway.
Makes sense. Yeah. Anyway, I wish that that lamb turns into maybe some delicious kind of meal for the king.
Chops.
Yeah, the goat gets wished into chops is Joel Zammett's wish. And you wish they'd show Hall.
Yeah, I wish they'd show Hall. I wish they'd show Hall and wish, Hulk? Dude. Hulk.
I know you wasted your wish. Hulk smash king.
Okay, well, that's cool too, I guess. Yeah.
Well, yeah, look, maybe it'll be good.
That'd be nice.
It doesn't look like it's going to be. Not and it really. Does kind of reek of not reading what audiences want and probably won't make any money. But, hey, I've been wrong before, but I've also been right before.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. That's the thing about broken clocks or whatever.
They're right and wrong at least once a day.
That's the thing about glancing at a clock when you don't know what time it is. You can't tell if it's broken or not.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
These are apt metaphors.
Well, on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. And we've been the BS boys. See, I fucked up the outro. do I have any right to talk shit about these movies? I couldn't make one. So
that's
hey.
True. Every movie, five stars.
Absolutely, well done, every movie's movie. Five stars. I couldn't do it.
I know, I couldn't.
Yeah, I'm not making a movie.
I made a short film once. It fucking sucked shit.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, see, there you go.
I'm so thankful I was behind the camera and not in front of it.
Oof. Yeah, look. Yeah,
because, yeah, you can fucking try and dig it up, listeners, but you won't know because I'm not there. Nor credited, I don't think.
Because I didn't want it. Oh, I, it Alan, smited myself. So bad.
Yeah, I dogged my university group when at the moment I was like, well, the part I did was right, but you guys have fucked this up so bad. I got the best mark.
Nicely done.
Then I dropped out. Sucks to suck, losers.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.